KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. In high school volleyball play last night, it was at St. Albert winning at home against Atlantic. 3-0, 25-17, 25-15, 25-18 were the game scores. Other matches included Derek Casey beating Exara EHK 3-0. It was ADM over Ballard 3-1. Audubon beat AHSTW 3-0 as Caitlin Schultes had 7 kills. Sydney Obermeyer added 6 kills there for Audubon. Bedford was a 3-2 winner over East Union. Cam beat West Harrison 3-0. Carroll over Carlisle 3-1. Clarinda beat Shenandoah 3-0. It was Essex over South Page 3-0. Glenwood beat Denison Slashwick 3-0. Guthrie Center over Panorama 3-1. Harlan 3-0 over Lewis Central. It was IKM Manning over Missouri Valley 3-1. Kemper Catholic 3-0 over Creston. Maple Valley beat Otobot Arthur, Battle Creek, Ida Grove 3-0. It was Mount Air over Lenox 3-0. Nishnabotna beat Clarinda Academy 3-0. It was Nottoway Valley 3-1 over Southwest Valley. Peyton Sherdan beat Charter Oak Ute 3-1. Sergeant Bluff Luton swept a pair of matches against Abraham Lincoln of Council Bluffs 3-0 and 3-0. It was Sydney over East Mills 3-0. And Tri-Center beat Riverside 3-0. And Winterset over Des Moines Christian 3-0. That's high school volleyball from last night. In Major League Baseball, a game you heard here on KJN last night, John Lackey pitched 7 strong innings. Rookie Tommy Pham continued his productive hitting, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Cincinnati Reds 3-1 on Tuesday night. Lackey allowed only a first-inning homer by Jay Bruce during his 16th quality start in 16 outings at Busch Stadium. The veteran right-hander struck out 7, walked none, and lowered his home ERA to 1.97. St. Louis improved to a major league best 95-56 with its second straight low-scoring victory over Cincinnati. Steve Cisek worked the ninth to earn his first save for St. Louis. And we'll have the Cardinals and the Reds closing out that series tonight. We'll pick it up after Hawk Talk this evening. That'll be an 8:05 start time is when we'll catch that ball game this evening. Cardinals all-star catcher Yadier Molina said he plans to return before the end of the regular season despite a thumb injury. He sustained a slight tear of his left thumb ligament on Sunday while tagging out Cubs player Anthony Rizzo in a key play at the plate in the Cardinals' 4-3 win. On Tuesday, Molina said he'll wait 5 or 6 days before trying to catch again. Last year, Molina tore a ligament in his right thumb when sliding, and the surgery sidelined him more than 7 weeks. When he had his left thumb examined Monday, he said he was relieved the injury wasn't as severe. He said that I was expecting worse, 5, 7, 10 days, whatever it is, but no surgery. That was good news. Molina didn't have his thumb protected Tuesday, and it appeared slightly swollen. He's putting ice on it and waiting for it to heal. Robinson Cano homered twice and drove in 4 runs, and Hisashi Iwakuma struck out a season-high 10 as the Seattle Mariners romped past the slumping Kansas City Royals 11-2 Tuesday night. The AL Central leading Royals have dropped 12 of 17. Their magic number for clinching the division remains 3. Greg Holland is out and Wade Davis is in as the Kansas City Royals closer. With Holland continuing to nurse a sore elbow, Royals manager Ned Yost said before the game Tuesday against Seattle that Davis would close games for the remainder of the season and the playoffs. Holland, an all-star in 2013 and 14 when he saved 93 games and 98 chances, has 32 saves and 37 opportunities this year with a 3.83 ERA. Davis has 13 saves in 14 opportunities and a 7-1 record with a .88 ERA. Other scores from Major League Baseball include in interleague play, Baltimore over Washington 4-1. In the American League, it was the Yankees topping Toronto 6-4 in 10 innings of play. Detroit beat the White Sox 2-1 in 10 innings of play. It was Tampa over Boston 5-2. Minnesota beat Cleveland 3-1. It was the Angels over Houston 4-3. And Texas over Oakland 8-6. In the National League, Atlanta beat the Mets 6-2. Philadelphia over Miami 6-2. The Cubs shut out Milwaukee 4-0. Pittsburgh over Colorado 6-3, and Arizona 8-0 over the Dodgers. It was San Francisco 4-2 over San Diego. Taking a look at college football, the changes that Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz implemented at the end of a disappointing 2014 season have worked out so far. Off to a 3-0 start for the first time since 2009, the Hawkeyes could go 4-0 for only the fourth time during the Ferentz era with a victory on Saturday against North Texas. The changes were the result of a 37-34 overtime loss to Nebraska, a game the Hawkeyes led 24-7 in the third quarter.
Everybody left saying, really? Okay, so, you know, you go through a little period like that, and the bowl game wasn't much fun either. So you go back and you just look at everything, and, you know, so, yeah, I mean, we were wide open. We had an open mind back in January, starting January, more so in February, March, April. You know, what can we do to be better? And I don't think we look totally different right now as a football team, but if we could make some tweaks and little changes that were going to help us and be advantageous, then, yeah, we were open to it.
During the opening few weeks of the season, the Hawkeyes have shown the ability to rally on the road and win close games.
Yeah, I'm more pleased with how we've won so far, and they've been three different types of games. The first game, you know, we came ready to play right from the start. We haven't always done that in our first ball game, so that was good to see. You learn from everything, you know, but we all prefer learning from a win. That's the best way to learn, no doubt about that.
Ferentz credits the mindset and the work ethic of the players. After a thrilling victory over Pitt last weekend, the goal this week is to avoid a letdown.
It's kind of like everything else. It gets back to the mindset of the football team and just understanding and realizing how important every week is, not just certain weeks in a season. And that's one reason we don't gear for certain opponents. We just don't make a habit of that. And I think the message we're trying to get across to our football team is it's trying to be ready to compete at your best during the game time. And that's our job during the week, certainly.
Ferentz worked side-by-side for 8 years with North Texas coach Dan McCarney when both were line coaches under Hayden Fry.
Now, what he did at Iowa State, I think, is very well documented. He did a fantastic job there. I think history's proven that, or will prove that, and continues to prove that. And then what he did at North Texas, I mean, they went through a really tough period. And a year ago, I think it was the 13th season, you know, they had a fantastic season and finished up with a very convincing win in a bowl game. So, you know, those things are hard to do.
North Texas is 0-2 on the season, but Ferentz says McCarney won't mind the role of the underdog.
He knows how to get a team ready, and he brought a heavy underdog in here in 98 and did a great job with that football game. So that's got our full attention.
And that game will kick off at 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. We'll have it with the pregame starting at 12:30 here on KJAN. And Big Ten schools can petition the conference to waive a requirement in the new football scheduling policy that teams must play one non-conference game against an opponent from one of the other five most powerful leagues. Associate Commissioner Scott Chipman said Tuesday conference officials would decide on a case-by-case basis. Commissioner Jim Delaney in July unveiled the new scheduling model that has each school playing one game against a team from the ACC, SEC, Big 12, or Pac-12. Conferences or a major independent. The Indianapolis Star reports that since the new policy was announced, Indiana has received permission from the conference to count games against Connecticut in 2019 and 2020 and Cincinnati in 2021 and 2022 as Power 5 opponents. That's a look at the latest sports here this morning on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.